There's still much to learn about climate change. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kevin Rose, assistant professor of biological sciences at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, looks into how organic matter can keep temperatures on the rise.
Many people know that planting a tree is a great way to fight climate change. Trees and other plants pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and turn it into living organic matter. But when leaves and branches fall to the ground, where does all that organic matter end up? Some of it gets washed into streams, rivers, lakes, and ponds, where dissolved organic matter gives water a brownish hue, just as tea leaves do when dipped in a mug of hot water. Eventually, most of the carbon entering aquatic ecosystems breaks down, often by bacteria and the sun's ultraviolet rays. Aquatic ecosystems act like chimneys, venting CO2 from the landscape back to the atmosphere. Lakes and rivers also act as a circulatory system for carbon on our planet, regulating the flow of carbon around the continents and to the oceans. So, what will happen to this circulatory system as temperatures climb? Data and theory tell us more CO2 is emitted when water warms. This has the potential to trigger a feedback loop, in which increased warming leads to greater CO2 release, higher atmospheric CO2, and thus further warming. Will this positive feedback cycle be important enough to alter carbon cycling in aquatic ecosystems or the Earth's climate? Ecologists are working to figure this out, using data and computer models to simulate how thousands of lake temperatures and carbon processes are responding to climate change. Our early findings indicate that how lakes respond to climate change depends on both future air temperatures as well as the characteristics of individual lakes, like how deep or clear they are. Our lakes and rivers will probably look quite different in 50 to 100 years, but we can do something about it. We can all do our part to protect the planet. It can be as simple as planting a tree.
That was Kevin Rose of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.